Summer's a gift. The gift of days that last a little longer. A brighter state of mind. So gift yourself a new Kia at the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event. The specially tagged vehicles including the Sorento, Sportage, Carnival, as well as the Niro Hybrid. All backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. So the gift of summer can keep on giving for summers to come. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Event ends 6/1/26. See dealer for warranty details.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
General Jackassery.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We always been looking for good stories since you guys just got back from smoking. Good stories about tobacco. There are none. No matter how much we look, there are none. But this is a good story about booze, specifically tequila, which we were talking about yesterday a little bit. Interesting facts. I'll argue with seven coming up here, but there's nine facts about tequila that sound good for you. Tequila is almost sugar-free. Tequila has just 60 calories per shot. Tequila lowers cholesterol level. Tequila is gluten-free. Tequila is vegan. Tequila is good for your bones. And I'm going to argue with seven. Tequila doesn't give you a hangover. One of the worst hangovers of my life was tequila.
I'm sure the doctor in Mexico may argue the first six.
Tequila can help with your digestion, and tequila raises insulin levels for diabetics.
And how does that compare?
Now, it's from a website called My Bartender. How does what?
It sounded compared to say vodka.
Great, that's a great point. I thought vodka had the least amount of calories in a shot.
Yeah, I think it's similar.
Yeah, it might be the similar.
Yeah, but I don't know if vodka helps your digestion or does all these other.
Yeah, I'm more of a vodka guy myself. You know,
that, tequila does.
That's a great question. Does vodka have sugar in you? Vodka will give you a hangover, too, though.
Well, all alcohol is sugar.
Yeah.
So if it's got alcohol.
Well, tequila is almost sugar-free, it says.
What was the one you said about bones?
Tequila is good for your bones.
Apparently, WebMD says that's not true.
Okay. How about tequila? Well, it's gluten-free and vegan. They probably are. Lowers your cholesterol level. Look that one.
That was the other one I was suspicious of.
Right. Good for your fat blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, take that statin and wash it down with some tequila. The doctor's never said.
Well, you're already taking the drug anyway, though, right?
No conclusive evidence that drinking tequila reduces cholesterol in humans.
How about can help your digestion? Because I think my bartender's lying to us. Yeah.
Help your digestion? I think it could help just blast your ass out in the morning.
My bartender is working for the tequila lobby.
Yeah. Nine facts that might surprise you, it says, from my bartender.
This one says, moderate consumption of 100% blue agave tequila may aid in digestion by stimulating metabolism and acting as a digestive aid if you have, like, a post-meal shot.
Yeah, but couldn't that be said of some other alcohol?
Maybe.
Or something else.
Maybe. Yeah. Is tequila almost sugar-free? Whatever that means. Almost sugar-free. It's got a little sugar in it, obviously. Yeah, give me some sugar.
Let's just say low sugar.
Yeah. Yeah. Just say low sugar, right.
Pure, almost sugar-free. Hey, you're almost cancer-free.
Yes, pure 100% agave tequila is inherently sugar-free, zero carbs, zero sugar per serving. So if you're keto,
well, let's compare it to our favorite booze, vodka. Does the vodka have 60 calories per shot? Because I'm thinking if I put two shots of vodka in some...
Nope.
What is it? How much?
97.
Wow. Oh, for a shot, yeah. More.
I thought it was closer to 60
more,
or 70.
Yeah. That last 30 is going to put
unless
me
you
over
get
the
your diet vodka.
80 proof vodka in a 1.5 ounce.
Yeah, they don't have
shot.
Skinny vodka. They've got skinny, yeah. They have skinny tequila.
Here's a place that may serve some tequila. And I'm not sure how you pronounce this. Is it Taqueria? You know, it's a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
You know who can help us pronounce that?
Julian?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bring me up, and we'll get a little help from Julian.
Yeah, from Julian a while,
Miguel.
You are looking at Julian's pronunciation guide, where we look at how to pronounce better some of the most mispronounced words in the world, like this other curious word, but how do you say what you're looking for today?
That's not what we're looking for.
A very interesting word, this one. If you want to learn how to pronounce everything you can buy in such a Mexican restaurant, so Mexican dish names that too many people get wrong, make sure to stay tuned, because we can learn a lot more here on this channel about those.
So you're just
and
reading
pronounce
it.
Them perfectly.
But we
taqueria. Or in English, it's pronounced as taqueria. Restaurant.
I think he's bored today.
Got that? Taqueria. Well, there's a New York City taqueria. No longer in hot water after a judge ruled against a German tourist who sued the restaurant for selling salsa he alleged was dangerously spicy.
How much of a pussy are you?
Well, he's German.
Who are you looking at?
Right. Sued.
I did happen to just be like looking at you when I said
Los Tacos, number one for $100,000 in damages after he allegedly experienced gastrointestinal problems, high blood pressure, and emotional distress from eating spicy salsas in the New York City restaurant. This happened in 24. Manns is a sales engineer from Germany visiting New York City. Alleged the restaurant failed to warn customers about the spiciness of the salsa. Eating them, he also said he developed tongue blisters. However, U.S. District Judge Dale Ho, that's Judge Ho to you and me.
Yeah.
Last month, sided with Los Tacos number one, writing an opinion that spiciness is often the point of salsa.
Yeah, I love that. Right.
Yeah. USA Today reached out to Manns and Los Tacos for comment on March 12th, but did not immediately receive a response. In the complaint, Manns said he wanted to eat tacos while on vacation in New York because there is no possibility for me to eat tacos in my small German hometown.
Yeah.
Couldn't he make them?
Finding the restaurant online, he went to Los Tacos number one, purchased three tacos, added two types of salsas from the restaurant's self-service area to his tacos. Upon eating the food topped with salsa, his tongue and mouth began burning immediately. For someone like me, living in Germany and eating nothing spicy, it was a very big shock physically
and
mentally.
Food, yep. Right. He had potatoes and pork
in the
Germany.
Morning.
Yeah.
Wrote that the restaurant is not responsible for injuries stemming from a consumer's idiosyncratic characteristic of the salsa. Mexican food, and more specifically salsa, is often spicy, Judge Ho wrote. In fact, when it comes to, like this quote earlier.
He's going, this is a job as he's writing this.
Spicy is often the point. Oh, this guy is also so happy when he was over here. He also sued Walmart over its Wi-Fi policy. And that case has been dismissed.
He just came over to try to make some money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go home and eat your gratbushka.
My daughter, speaking of Wi-Fi, my daughter told me that they told her that the flight from Detroit to Japan doesn't have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, because there's no repeaters over the ocean.
Is that why, then?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think anything of it. I didn't think right. I'm saying, so that can't be right.
There's no towers for them to latch onto. That's why I was surprised when I saw, we're paying a lot of money to fly to New Zealand. Why don't we get, because we're over the ocean. Because there's nothing.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I have to text her this morning about that.
How long is the flight?
She told me, and I've asked her 17 times.
What city in Japan are they flying to?
Tokyo?
One of them. Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're all pretty close together in Japan, so I mean, probably not more than a half hour difference flying.
Detroit to Tokyo, 13 to 13 and a half.
Yeah, that sounds
hours.
About right, yeah.
We had Wi-Fi going to Hawaii, but I would assume that that's probably just enough of a traveled route that they've made that so, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I don't know.
Where would they put them at, though?
Yeah.
I don't know.
On an island? How would they land those islands to put the repeaters up there, Nick?
Exactly.
Right, and how would they fit a tower on an island?
Yeah.
You've got to
I didn't even know that. I told her, she said something about social media. I said, what you got to do is just not look at social media for a week. That way, when you turn your phone on, you can go back as far as you want. You'll eventually get done with it.
Yeah. So there's not going to be a flight disruption for her? Because global flights are being disrupted
Well, she flies tomorrow. So
no matter where you go, but you know, even especially if you're flying into the Middle East, then
they're flying over the
network, it disrupts things.
Yeah,
I was Australia and New Zealand canceled a bunch of flights because I think a lot of them end up going
that little
through
excursion over there. They're doing right
the Middle East.
Yeah, somebody found a worm in their fillet of fish.
Oh yeah,
and they say it's a good thing, and no, it's not.
That was my point. Right.
There's a chance of finding a small worm-like creature sometimes is small enough not even to notice.
That was the worm we used to catch the fish.
It may seem alarming to see food when you're biting down on one, but it's actually a natural parasite that live in wild caught fish. And they're both unavoidable and nothing to worry about. Man, I still don't want to see one.
How often does that happen when you eat a fish that you've caught and the worms, what?
I eat a lot of fish, and I've never eaten a worm. I've probably eaten a worm.
You probably have, and you've never seen one.
No, a lot of times you will fillet the fish, and if you see something discolored or in the meat, you'll remove that. And a lot of times if they eat the worm.
There's a bunch of people checking it. It goes into their gut, and you
don't generally eat the fish guts.
So you just take the meat off the sides?
Yeah.
But this is this. If you look at the picture, this is like in the meat.
Yeah.
And they say that it is very common, a little type of roundworm in saltwater fish like cod, halibut, flounder, and pollock. Which, tell me if I'm wrong, Todd. Those are pretty much the ones that all the sandwiches are made out of at all the restaurants.
Oh, I guarantee you, they ain't using halibut.
Okay, but pollock and flounder, cod.
Yeah, all that stuff. It's all good stuff. I like whitefish, and I like fillet of fish. I haven't had one in a long time.
But if you get a little worm in it, don't freak out. It's supposed to be there.
It's not going
to
look. Apparently, wolf it down. Not
happens
look.
All the time.
Right, yeah. That's what they're saying.
So they're not going to fight this guy?
No.
Or they are going to fight this guy?
The German guy's heading there now.
Yeah.
You're going to sue everybody, man. All right.
Apparently, it's not harmful.
Nick, you've had filet fish before. I don't usually go for the Big Macs, but by the way, all McDonald's signs say "Big Arch" out front now. They're really pushing the Big Arch.
I
drove
past
the McDonald's yesterday. It's a big sign.
I haven't tried that yet. I need to.
And what's the difference again between a Big Arch and a just?
Well, the Big Arch has two patties. It doesn't have the additional bun like the Big Mac does. I think they go with the white cheddar.
Okay.
Or the cheese is white. It's either white cheddar or white American.
It's off top of his head.
Three slices.
Yeah. It's amazing, man.
Yeah, three slices of cheese. And then they've got the crunchy onions and the slivered onions and like a tangier variation of the Big Mac sauce.
Sounds really good.
I think the bun's a little different, too.
Arch Manning becomes a spokesperson for the new Big Arch.
Doesn't that just make sense?
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Shouldn't they be pitching him an NIL deal right now?
Right now.
Yeah.
He's not Archie. He's Arch.
Arch, right. It's named after his grandfather, but he's just Arch, not Archie.
I've got to go there, too. I got an email from McDonald's. Apparently, the Happy Meal toy now is like a little croc that says McDonald's All-American game, like the basketball game they have. It's like that's
like a shoe?
Like a collectible. Yeah, it's like a little tiny shoe.
Oh, it's a collectible. I bet they're worth a lot in the future. Right?
It'll be nice to put up on a shelf.
So at some point, do you leave the house, Nick, going, honey, I'll be right back. I got to go chase down this Happy Meal toy? Yeah.
No.
And does she look at you and go, wow, I made some decisions?
I just hope she doesn't look at my account and see that I've spent $5.38 at McDonald's for the Happy Meal again.
Of course you know how much the Happy Meal is, down to the cent.
And Crocs
nothing sexier, you walking out to go get a Happy Meal, Nick. Yeah. Nothing sexier.
They're synonymous with basketball?
I did think it was weird they went with Croc instead of a sneaker, but...
Yeah, but you know what? Athletes wear Crocs all the time.
Yeah, that's probably what they're wearing when they're relaxing in the locker room.
Pre and post game,
exactly.
Did you see the Onion headline about Bam Adebayo?
I just sent you.
But
go ahead, read it.
He surpassed Kobe and has the second highest point total.
Right.
Because he scored 83. Kobe used to be second at 81. Mm-hmm. Laker fans furious as Bam Adebayo dies in an even worse helicopter crash.
I sent one to Nick the other day, too. Boyfriend barely alcoholic as far as boyfriends go.
Yeah.
It just shows this guy having a cocktail at a bar.
So who sent that to you?
good point. No, I just read it somewhere. Oh, no, a listener said that to us. And then I said, who sent that to me, right?
Scraping the bottom of the barrel and proud of it. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.